This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Larry B. and Danny G. up until 7 o'clock this evening. It's game 7. Of the NBA Finals, or the Eastern Finals, between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, and your Miami Heat. And as I said, Game 7s, anything could happen, as we saw, especially over the last year as well. And that's going to be exciting. We have a long pregame for you leading into the 8:30 start, so please stay with us. If you miss any of our interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com. to the top of the page where our podcasts are, and you'll be able to check out tonight's guests, as we talked to Mike McCabe already, as well as our next guest, Alan Held, who joins us. This is somebody who has done more in South Florida as a football and wrestling coach than so many, been around parts of 4 decades, has had state champions, and is in the Hall of Fame in wrestling, and certainly kind of started out his career as a wrestling and a football coach at Hallandale, at his alma mater, South Broward, and where he will retire this year from Cypress Bay. He's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this busy Monday night, and happy Memorial Day to all you.
Thank you, Larry. It's my pleasure to join you tonight.
I know this is kind of a mixed emotion type of thing for you, because you love this. You love coaching. You love the entire process, you know, getting ready for the season, going year-round, taking the kids to tournaments. That's going to leave a major hole for you, because I know that you love to travel. You love to take the kids. You've built this team pretty much from scratch. You've maintained it for all these years. Let's talk about wrestling and what you're going to miss the most about it.
Like you said, going to miss developing young people. Usually when we get a kid, they don't know how to wrestle in the ninth grade, and watching the 4-year progress of these student athletes, you know, it's always amazing to see where they start and, you know, where they finish. We always try to believe in the total package, you know, with grades and getting these guys in school, and most important, to be good human beings. I'm going to miss the process with each and every kid of getting them to the next level.
Yeah. Over 500 wins in dual meets. Crazy. When you think about back to 1990 and, you know, when you started building things at Hallandale, could you have ever envisioned a wrestling coaching career like this, where you have been able to have so many state title championships, individuals, including Davin Joseph, who went on to play in the NFL, and so many other. And even this year, you get a state championship, but kind of like a signal on your way out that you still have it. Do you look back at the beginning and say, you know what, if I could just do half of what I accomplished, I would have been happy?
You know, it's amazing, you know, when I look back, you know, obviously when we started at Hallandale, wrestling wasn't very strong, and, you know, making the program and developing it, and I never thought in my imagination I'd be doing this close to 40 years, you know, but I've enjoyed every minute of it, and it's, you know, it's an amazing ride.
Yeah, no doubt. Alan Held joins us, head wrestling coach for over 4 decades, at Hallandale, South Broward, and also where he's at now Cypress Bay. You look back at a great moment as a wrestling coach. It probably had to be when your son AJ won a state title. What was that like? I mean, how can a parent describe when their child reaches the pinnacle in what they do?
It was obviously, it was an amazing moment. It was a accumulation of a lifetime to get to that point. He came in second as a sophomore. Junior year, we got disqualified with a little incident where he should have won a state title. And, you know, the growth of watching him work hard and letting all the obstacles in his way to win a state title was truly amazing. As a parent, I couldn't have been more happier. As a coach, it ranks up there with, you know, one of my fondest memories, obviously, of coaching. And the cool thing was his teammate Ivan won a state title the match before. So, you know, we hugged Ivan, he won, and then I was nervous as could be for AJ. And, you know, they both won state titles that night, which is, you know, one of the most amazing things of my career.
Yeah, and a brilliant wrestling coaching career. But football, too, was your love. And you did quite a job at Hallandale. You took your team at South Broward to the playoffs. I mean, you know, and that had been special because of the fact that that was your alma mater, and you know, you had gone so much, you know, trying to build the program up there. How special was being a football coach as well? And I know you had your lifetime close friend Bob Wood, may he rest in peace, at your side at all times. Talk about being a football coach for that many years and doing what you did.
No, I love coaching and football. You know, obviously, he's one of my loves to coach. Had the opportunity to coach some of the greatest players, you know, in Florida history and South Florida history. Going, you know, my coaching philosophy is the same, and no matter what sport we're coaching. Obviously, with football, you have a lot more than the wrestling team. But to get to go out there and game plan and play, you know, some of the best teams in the country, you know, when Glade Central was there and St. Thomas, obviously, you go out there and compete with those teams and be able to compete, you know, win and lose, you know, it just was amazing. And obviously it made my wrestling teams better too, because my football players played both sports. So,
You couldn't blame it on You couldn't blame it on the football coach that they weren't coming out for wrestling. See, because that
no,
I know that
I that, 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 that I just have to look in the mirror.
Yeah, because I know that's been kind of a battle cry over the years that a lot of football and wrestling coaches may not seem to eye to eye all the time. But that didn't have to happen with you. Your best memory in football, I could give you one: the day that you played Riviera beat Suncoast. And the first two times that Devin Hester put his hands on the ball, he went for touchdowns. And you guys were down 14-0. And you and Coach Bob Wood said, listen, we may not stop this guy, but we could stop the guy who's giving him the ball. You did. They never scored another point again. You stopped Devin Hester for three quarters. Talk about that. That had to have been one of the classic memories of your coaching career.
Oh, 100%. You know, we watched Devin Hester the week before, and I think he rushed for five touchdowns and threw for two more. And, you know, I was the defensive coordinator at that time. So, yes, I was kind of worried about, you know, stopping him. But, you know, once we had a great team and once we, you know, could control the defensive line a little bit, you know, we came back and beat him pretty bad. You know, first two times he had the ball, no, we didn't think that was going to be the case.
Yeah, I still remember. I remember that night like it was yesterday. I mean, because I remember you looking at Coach Wood and said, hey, we may not stop this guy. We're going to have to find a way to do it. And you said, well, let's get the guy who's giving him the ball. And what a game plan. As you look back, you guys were geniuses. And as you saw, Devin Hester went on to quite a career at the University of Miami in the NFL. But it wasn't just that night. There was a lot of other great moments for you. And, you know, you had an opportunity to, you know, coach some really, really good players and also start the career of a lot of good coaches like Damian Jones, who everybody knows now as one of the best head football coaches in the state of Florida with Chaminade Madonna. He was your offensive coordinator. He played at Hallandale. Talk about, you know, getting careers started like that.
No, it's awesome. As a coach, that's part of your responsibilities, getting your staff on the same page, getting your staff ready. Damien played for us at Harrondale. He was our fullback. We ran the wing T. He had his big moment, which he had the winning touchdown against St. Thomas back when. And had the opportunity to hire Damien as a young coach at South Broward. It was a no-brainer. And he did such a great job, and he got the head job at Harrondale, and then obviously what he's doing at Chaminade is amazing. Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of these guys that have coached for me, gone on to be head coaches, and it makes me feel like I've done my job a little bit.
No doubt. Before we let you go, Coach, another memory, Davin Joseph, first-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Bucks. You and Bob, Coach Wood, and myself had the opportunity to be there on draft day at his house. What a special time. We expected to go somewhere late in the first round, and then in the middle of the first round, Chucky calls him from Tampa, and here he is, an offensive guard out of Oklahoma, who I want to say was All-American academics before he was an All-American football player. But here we were. How special was that? I mean, that had to have been probably a moment that'll live with you forever.
Obviously, Davin being such a great player, and better than that, being such a better person. You know, like you were saying, he was all academic in high school. He did the same thing in college. He was just a worker, never stopped working. Then the opportunity to be at his house for draft day, with all the great people that were around, obviously, including you and Bobby. You know, it definitely was a special moment. And like you said, when Chucky made the phone call, we were all out there celebrating. I do have the one honor. I got his first pro autograph.
So there you go. Well, I got the first picture. So and we still have it to this day. We run it when we can, obviously. Coach, I can't say enough. Not just as a friend, but somebody who has admired what you've done as a mentor to so many people, not just a coach, a teacher, and a professional all the way. And thanks so much for what you've done.
Appreciate it, Larry. Appreciate it. Thank you for what you do. And like I said, just going out there and getting the coach and have the opportunity to do that, it's made my life complete.
Good stuff. Coach Alan Held, taking off after this year, will enjoy his life and kind of relax. But he won't be far from wrestling. I know that guy. I know that guy. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great night.
You too. Coach Alan Held, stepping down this year after four decades. Impressive. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to one of the best stories over the last 3 years, the Parkland Douglas baseball team. Coach Todd Fitzgerald won two national titles in a row. They went undefeated this year, the first team in South Florida to ever go undefeated. Can you say three-time national champion? We talk baseball right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.